Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now on KKFT.
Our number here at the studio is 775-884-9910. Save that number in your phone. Of course, you can call us if you have any questions, comments, or you want to say something here on the show. And, of course, if you have any, you know, tips as far as traffic, just please, as I always say during the week doing traffic reports, do not text and drive. But if you see something we're not talking about that might be significant other than these, sheesh, I mean, this is like big sheets of snow.
I see big, heavy down. Flakes.
I want to go out and roll a snowman.
And the chains and snow tire requirements are up there. Have you heard? I just heard about these yesterday. I never knew they existed. You know, for people who don't like the chains to put on tires. Have you heard of these tire socks?
You know what? I've actually just recently heard of those.
I hear you just slip them on super easy. And there's not just tire socks, which is mainly some sort of heavy duty cloth that you put over your tire. And the troopers accept this as a tire chain.
Yeah, it's like a traction thing. Yeah, no,
there's also tire straps that are made of like cloth that you just put on the tire. I saw this.
I mean, this seems easier than, you know, paying the guy at Mogul $50 to throw them on for you, but
or working your brittle, cold fingers to put a chain on.
No,
I did that
horrible.
Once in the '70s and never again.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Even the chains that said easy on, easy off. They're not easy.
Well, you just got to.
But I never heard of tire socks. And I was astounded that the troopers say this is okay to use.
There's socks for all sorts of things that you would never believe.
What they're doing with tires, I think there should be confetti in tires so that when there's a blowout, it's still kind of a good day.
Sparkly glitter.
I don't know why I love that.
I would love that.
I love that statement. There should be glitter in tires.
Wouldn't this have been great during Christmas? Look outside. And by the way, how was your Christmas? We were not on the air last Saturday, but I got to show off my new watch.
Oh, yeah.
My newest watch. I'm a watch fanatic. And I'm sure to show off my new watch now because I make sure it sticks out of my sweater cuff
now, is this
when I go to around town.
Right.
Okay, so this watch, this is fascinating. This is Bill Gates' watch. Bill Gates wears a $48 Casio Marlin diver watch.
Because it tells the time exactly like a skeleton 10 would or
because
something?
Because it's made super well for a good price, and I'm really into that. I belong to a Reddit subgroup. It's called Buy It for Life, where people post things that, oh, my grandfather bought this washer back in 1950-something, and it still works. And they trade the names of shoe companies and other manufacturers who make products that are quality like they used to be. So anyway, getting back to this watch, went on Amazon. It was $49. I got it for $39. It was
discounted. Did you buy it for yourself?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Kathy bought this for you.
She doesn't know what to get me.
I thought maybe she listened to the show and knew a clock would be a good thing to get you so you didn't have to squint and look over here at my monitor.
I guarantee if Kathy had bought it, it would have been the wrong size.
It would have been
sorry,
like,
Kathy.
What's that rapper from back in the day that had the giant clocks on him?
Yeah, right. That's what I want.
Flavor Flav, that's what it
so
was.
So I just think it's super cool. Back in the day, I used to Christmas shop, always last minute, like the guys are prone to do, at Western Auto. The one at Fifth. Yes, the Western Auto, Reno people know this, the one at Fifth and Keystone, or there was one on Prater Way next to Porta Subs. They'd be open late on Christmas Eve, and guys like me, we would Christmas shop at Western Auto.
Really?
Yeah.
Western Auto? What was... Did they have cool stuff? Like, it was
no.
Not just automotive? Okay.
Kind of a last-minute.
Well, see,
you know,
I'm like that.
Truck stop in Walgreens, very last-minute stuff.
The last 2 years, I've kind of had a weird, like, buying presents experience. You know, the only people I bought any presents for whatsoever, other than a card, was my kids.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, you know what? I see all these parents, and I remember doing it as you know, as a young parent, buying just a bunch of useless junk and candy and stuff just to have a full stocking and just random, just stuff that gets thrown away.
That's being a dad right there.
Well, it is, but you know what? I said, okay, I'm going to be a conservative with my money as well, not just my voting. And I'm going to just take them out and let them buy what they want instead of me sitting here and wasting and hoping. I know that kind of takes a little bit of the oomph out of Christmas morning and, oh, look at all the presents. But A, I eliminated having to wrap presents. Mm-hmm. B, I eliminated having to buy wrapping for the presents. And C, they got everything they wanted by just saying, this is what I want, instead of me having to go, oh, well, you know. I mean, they're not little, so it's not like I have to give the whole Santa thing.
You know what? I go to the jewelry store and spend way too much just to get the free gift wrapping. It just makes things easier.
That's what I did last year. I literally went to Helzberg. I bought my ex these expensive, like $2,000 earrings. I bought the kids each these like platinum white gold like or something. I don't know. But they were like crosses that you mm-hmm. hang. I got all the extended warranties. And the reason I did all this, stupid me, I got a free laptop. But I will say the laptop was like $1,000. And I bought it in Washington State where there's no sales tax.
Oh, man, so you smarter. Are ace.
I'm telling you.
And speaking of Christmas, what happened to the Christmas decorations in downtown Reno? What happened to them? There was nothing this year downtown when things are opening up again, unless I missed them.
Maybe Hillary didn't go out and put them up like she usually does.
I don't know. Back in the day, we even had music playing and evergreens placed on Plum to Virginia to the mall back in the day. Did that offend somebody? I don't know. I didn't see them this year. But kudos to the town of Fallon. I was in Fallon. They really decorated.
They went
all out.
Oh, yeah, I love
kudos
that.
Kudos to Fallon right there.
Fallon.
I did see a lot of Christmas movies, though. And I believe the Hallmark Channel has made 587 Christmas movies using 16 actors, 6 locations, and 3 different plots.
You want to know what
I survey?
Speaking of movies, Christmas movies, we watched a whole trilogy, me and my kids, for the very first time. Never seen. I've seen them all with my dad, but I showed them the trilogy of Police Academy.
What's next, Porky's?
Right, I don't know. Well, the other night we watched Major League. That was pretty good. But yeah, with Charlie Sheen. But yeah, Police Academy. With Hightower and you know all those guys. I mean, it was good. Did you ever watch
the sound
those?
With the sound effects
yeah,
guy?
The sound effects guy.
Beep, beep, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, so this whole entire week, of course. Impression. Yeah, this whole entire week, my kids have been doing those little sounds with their, you know, their mouths and whatnot. It's just funny. But that was what I did for Christmas, 1 through 7.
Did you have an advent calendar with your kids where you open once a day, you open the little thing, and there's a piece of chocolate in the advent calendar? See, I didn't have one this year, so what I did was I opened up a kitchen cabinet door once a day, and I ate everything that was inside.
Yeah, I was just going to say, having kids that are basically close to being adults, yeah. I don't play that kiddie kind of poo-poo,
good
I guess you could
you.
Say. Yeah, no. You can go open the fridge door, and there's chocolate and milk and food and all that good stuff every day at my house.
Well, anyway, folks, as Jay said, be careful on the roads at the moment. And you bring up, and thank you for doing this, you bring up the don't text and drive business. You know what? I say this is why I think that we need the manual transmission to come back. Only because it's not possible to drive a stick shift and text at the same time.
Yeah.
They would make driving around town a lot safer if they brought you can't find the manual transmission even in a Porsche.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Well, it's funny because, like, my car, when I, you know, like, when I've raced it or talked to guys who, like, you know, like to do stuff with, you know, high-powered engines, they're always like, because of the stick shift, you know, you're going to lose that extra second when you shift. So having that manual, but just automatic transmission helps you. And so I could see why maybe performance-wise.
Well, not only that, I think a stick shift, if you had a stick shift in your car, that's the best anti-theft device could have.
Yeah, Jay Biggs couldn't steal it.
The burglars couldn't figure that out, these young people. Maybe, I miss my three pedals.
Maybe Ken and Barbara should have had stick shifts, those folks that we had on with the two cars that got stolen.
And three pedals on the floor.
Well, maybe, actually, three hold on, them. Maybe Rob's Jeep was a stick shift. I'll have to hit her up.
And you could push start your car. Remember that when the battery
died? Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, they've taken that away from us.
Well, you know, you have to have like a computer degree now to even work on cars. You can't just be a
grease monkey. I work
on
everything. Everything.
Well,
not just cars, I know.
Right.
I think my cats are the only thing they make now that
aren't robotic.
that haven't changed, right?
Well, and you probably have them chipped, don't you?
Chipped, yes.
They are chipped.
The cats are chipped.
Yep. There you go. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and be right back here with more wildness on 99.1.
We're going to get to the Southwest Airlines thing, yeah. I promise.
Yeah, that's coming next. It's 99.1 and 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live and it is local. 775-8499-10 here on 99.1 and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. And, you know, the big story, John, is the weather that's going on outside. And we have just got some recent EAS updates to some folks down in the Minden-Gardnerville area about some potential flooding. If it's not already happening, we're hearing some creeks are already reaching their highest elevation possible as well. But what we can tell you is that the flooding in the Gardnerville, possible Minden area is being alerted by EAS to some folks that live in that area. But what I would love for you to do is if you are listening down there and you can maybe just give us some input on what's going on in your area and what you're seeing. Maybe you live near a roadway that, you know, is flooded out or something. 775-884-9910. I want to encourage you to please be a part of the show this morning, live and local with me and John.
Well,
you can text us as well. Yeah.
They already said, I think yesterday, the big focus, the biggest worry yesterday was the Carson River. The flood stage
in the East Fork River, too.
Yeah. And they said the flood stage, 10 feet, they expected it to go 10 and a half feet by tomorrow morning. So they fully expect this to crest at the Carson River. As for the Truckee, well, like we mentioned, the city of Reno has 24-hour maintenance crews out there, and it is better than 97 when we had obstructions blocking the water pathways. So that is flowing well. But yes, sides of roads, I driving on Plum on the way over here, it was flowing on both sides of the road.
Here's some brand new news, actually. Just taking a look now at the nvroads.com. You can actually go there and check it out as well. But I'm going to keep you updated as we get some new requirements that come in. And right now, 395, 580, heading north from the Spaghetti Bowl is with chain and snow tire requirements all the way to the California state line. So pretty much, as I mentioned, unless you're headed east out of town, you're going to encounter those chain and snow tire requirements. Also up there on 341, Virginia City, 6 Mile Canyon, dipping over towards Dayton. You're going to experience those as well. East of town, everything looks good for the folks down in Smith and Mason Valley, Urington area. The only thing that you're going to have to watch out for is on the 338. That's going to be heading out of town. There are chain and snow tire requirements all the way to State Route 208. So that's as you head south out of town there, out of the Smith Valley. But other than that, it looks like, down at the 208 right now. And 395, we do have a brand new incident. It looks like major road flooding, and that's going to be both directions at the 208 and 395. In fact, right now I'm literally seeing that they are saying they're going to be closing off the road due to the flooding. So we could see a complete closure there at 395 in the 208. So maybe try to prepare if you're coming out of Smith and Mason Valley going towards, you know, Gardnerville, Carson City. You go north. Do not go.
This is a big win for the I'm staying home on New Year's Eve crowd.
Well, I've always been part of this.
And the chance of rain today, folks, 100% all day today.
Are you sure it's not 110%?
Tahoe, it seems it. Tahoe and the western Nevada area we're talking about. That includes Reno and Carson City, all under a flood advisory from now until tonight. And the road closures, that may be possible. Heavy rainfall bringing the flooding too.
You know, I would really like to encourage someone actually in Smith and Mason Valley out there to give us a call. 775-884-9910. Let us know what the roadways are looking like in the Urington area out there, maybe Silver Spring, stuff like that, because, you know, we're not really seeing yet any requirements out there. It's everything west of there. So it would be nice to kind of see where the weather's at in that area. But once again, if you're listening on 92.3, give us a jingle, 775-884-9910, or you can text us whatever you're seeing as well.
In the Tahoe area, I know we're out there too. Winter storm warning in effect for the Tahoe area. That goes till 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. For skiers, they're licking their chops because this is really going to cap the mountains very nicely. Up to now, the snow that's been dropped in the Sierra is the heavy, wet cement snow. And thankfully, the snow level is dropping because with the snow level so high, that melts the snow on the mountains, and that really triggers the floods.
Right.
So the snow level is going to be dropping down tonight to the valley floor, but we see snow right now just about everywhere. Started with Carson City, now all over Reno and elsewhere.
Yeah, it's insane how much we're seeing. And it's, and just since we started talking, I mean, we, when we went on the air an hour and a half ago, it wasn't even raining outside, John. I mean, really, it was. It made me a little drizzle. Then it started pouring.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's full-on snow, and it's like a white blanket over everything. So who knows what it's going to look like by the time we get off the air here.
What a cap to 2022. And by the way, nobody claim 2023 as your year. We're all going to walk in real slow, be good and quiet, be cautious, don't touch anything.
I like it. Well, you remember Amanda Bloodworth that was on with us before?
Yeah.
She had a great landlord. Meme she posted the other day, and she said, it said, in 2023, I'm going to be unstable. I mean, unstoppable. So we're going to see. It's like the weather. We're ending it very unstably.
And we were going to look back at 2022 today, which, by the way, in my opinion, it's the worst part of TV news. The year's end means that we all have to sit through all the things we already saw too much of. Really, how many more times will we have to see Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? And do we really need to see video of Johnny Depp watching Amber Heard crying in a courtroom?
No.
Again, the Queen's funeral again.
Oh,
let's just put a cap on 2022.
The elections?
Yeah. Well, that will never end.
I was going to say, we probably don't even know a solid count on everything still.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I had a plan that I was going to get in the car after we got off the air today, and I was going to drive to Santa Cruz and just hang out on the beach.
That is so cool to be single again.
The
freedom.
Yeah, but like it turned out, well, the weather screwed that up, obviously. But I didn't have anybody to go with. So it's like it's not fun. I kind of want somebody to hang out with.
Well, last day of the year, I still don't know what I'm wearing to the living room.
I don't know what you're wearing either.
New Year's Eve. I might not even go. So, yes, a living room New Year's Eve. It's overrated, folks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might be, check what you're wearing, John. Might be a nudist party. Either way.
And I can't wait till tomorrow so I can tell everybody I haven't seen you since last year. I never gets old.
It never does.
The older you are, the funnier it is, you know.
So are you going to be up at midnight?
Dad jokes are the coolest.
Are you going to be up at midnight?
Yeah. Actually, I am going to
do
party tonight. Yeah.
We're going to watch. Well, we can't watch Dick Clark, but I'm going to watch that countdown thing with Ryan Seacrest.
I imagine it'll be on when we go to where we're going tonight.
You're going somewhere.
Yeah, it's a 1920s party.
Roaring 20s.
A roaring 20s.
So you're
going
to have to, dude, you got to comb your hair, John. You got to put on the bow tie.
What do I have to do? Get a cigarette holder? What is the 1920s?
You just got to look classy. You got to dress nice.
Well, that's beyond my
It might be.
Capabilities.
Well, you got to channel your old news days, maybe. I don't know.
Get out the old newsman tie.
Oh, boy. I'm just so you know, folks, I'm not seeing any improvement for sure, and we're not seeing anything new since the last time I gave you an update here on your traffic or weather. I still want to encourage folks to give us a call. Our number is 775-884-9910. Just give producer Craig a call. He'll patch you in and let us know exactly what you're seeing in your area. I know for a fact. We are seeing some red right now. And they're holding traffic, actually. This is brand new. So as we're talking, this just came up, and this is going to be from the California state line all the way to Truckee. They are holding traffic. It's completely closed down.
Holding for chains or?
No, they're holding traffic. They're not
closing.
Letting you through.
Okay.
How
about this too, to start 2023 on a positive note? Call and tell us, what was the best thing that happened to you in 2022?
Yeah, that would be nice.
It can be a big thing or even a very small thing that we'd like to hear about. I think it's important to get some sort of positive vibe as we transfer into next year.
Yes, it would be nice.
So
I mean,
the phone number is 1-775-884-9910.
You know, you can also join us on Facebook, too. We have a Facebook page for 99.1. And, of course, you can find Live and Local with John and Jay. Just get over there to the homepage and friend us and You know, you can conversate with us that way as well, but we would love to hear from you and talk about your 2022, the good positive vibes that came from
just
it.
Just one thing
yeah.
from 2022. And I will get to the Southwest Airlines thing.
Well, eventually. Just real quick, we got a minute before we can break for Fox News. What was your favorite thing of 2022? What was your most positive?
I had a few nice things. I'll put my mind to it. I really wanted to hear what the listeners have to say happened to them
right.
in 2022.
Yeah, I would love to hear that too.
That hate to kick around 2022 around too much.
Right.
I mean, every year you hear the same thing. Oh, thank God that year is over. It's over.
I've had some years I thought I was upset
there
it was
had
ending.
To be some good things out there, so I'd like to hear
there's good and bad in everything.
775-884-9910, and we'll be back Fox News time, right, Jay?
That's right. It is right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here at KKFT.
That's right, and we got a brand new update on the roadways here. Things are changing pretty quickly. We've got completely shut down now, 431 Mount Rose Highway between Incline and Reno. So, unfortunately, if you live in Incline Village, there's literally no way to leave town unless you're going to encounter chain and snow tire requirements. But I can tell you right now, that's probably not going to be the end of things. We're going to keep you updated right here throughout your morning on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3. But right now, John, we do have a caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca, who's in Midtown. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I can
imagine.
John Potter. Love you,
oh my God, John!
Potter.
You got some fans.
Well, hello.
Always watch him on Channel 2 in the morning. Enjoy your narrative. So I just want to let
my
you
narrative.
Know,
I like that.
Conditions are deteriorating.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Awesome.
Appreciate
well,
that.
Thank you, Rebecca, so much for calling in, letting us know what those roads are like. So if you're going from Wingfield Springs out there to Midtown Reno, you're probably slipping and sliding around just like Rebecca was and like I was coming from South Reno earlier. Here's what I would say.
Here, you know what? I got to say, that caller reminded me of your date last night.
Oh,
tell me about, because she remembers me from Channel 2.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about
I've known her for, I've known her for a while. It's funny. Last night we hung out and she met me here at the studio. And she comes in here to the studio and she literally looks at your chair and she's like, is this where John Potter sits? And I'm like, yeah. And she takes out her cell phone and literally takes a picture of
the
your
chair.
Seat. And then she asked so nice. It was very cute, I will say. She was asking if she could sit in your seat. And I'm like, yeah, well, I do some reports. You can sit in the seat or whatever. She felt so cool. And then she started asking, she's like, how did John sit here? It's so awkward feeling. And like, it was fun. But yeah, John, you've got some fandom going on out there.
That's a big fan.
Well, yeah.
I could get her to protest in front of Channel 2. Get her
we don't. What would you protest for? You wouldn't want to go back to that crap.
Back to the roads. And you got the website open, Nevada Department of Transportation, and just about every road has a color on it.
Yeah, unless you're headed east. But what
red means bad, by the way.
Yes. Now, red is closed. So that means right now,
they
from
tell
Floriston,
you why it's closed.
From Floriston to the Nevada border, they have completely closed down I-80. Or they're holding traffic anyways. I'm not sure if there's been an event. Who knows?
Wow.
But at this point, if you know something we don't, once again, 775-884-9910. Now, somebody who definitely knows something that we don't, because he's out there actually on the roadways right now. I'm talking about our very own Jerry Evans. Good morning, sir. How are you doing out
Jerry.
There?
Hey, good morning, John and Jay. Real quickly, Centerville is closed between Foothill and Highway 88. I'm going to assume that Mottsville is, because there is about a about midway through, there's a, I'll call it a river now. It's about 100, 150 yeah. yards wide, and the water's about a foot and a half deep. Keep it under your hat. That I just drove through there, even though the road is closed. I've got a vehicle that's fairly high off the ground. It's got a lift kit on it. But across there, because I was getting a little concerned as well. And that's going to be the same for Mueller and just about any of those roads that cross the Carson Valley, the Highway 88 or 395. And that would probably include Mueller Lane, Genoa Lane, Mottsville, as I said, and then Centerville. Centerville is definitely closed. I just drove through there. I'm on my way in. I'm going to drive around through Minden and Gardnerville first, take a look at the Carson River. For anybody listening, Phil is coming in, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day. This is kind of a stay-home day, if you possibly can. New Year's Eve plans may get canceled, but better to be safe than sorry. And do, by all means, text us if you've got anything that you see out there that we're not reporting. And the text line, 775-884-9910. And I'll get you another update. I'll be crossing the Cradle Ball Bridge in about 15 minutes or so. And I'll if there's anything to report there, I'll give you a call. Rain, heavy, heavy rain turned to snow in this area, kind of like what's going on up in Reno right now. So it's a major winter storm. Right. And we'll keep people updated throughout the day here at both 99.1 and 92.3.
Absolutely, Jerry. Well, please stay safe out there, sir. Keep us updated, and we look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Yeah. It's
all right. Talk
the
to you
biggest.
Soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Biggest winter storm this season so far, for sure.
Yeah, and looks like now, I believe, do we have Keith on the line? Producer Craig? Keith?
Hi there.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Keith.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm out here at McCarran, USA Parkway and 80. It is snowing here. Okay. It was snowing all the way over from 50 and sticking up near the top. There were some people starting to slide.
And you're on USA Parkway?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that Infinity Highway out there. It gets pretty messy, especially once you transition from the 50 and start going up towards the 80. On that that portion of the Infinity Highway, there's some major passes that you have to actually get up and around. That's why it's such a slow speed limit out there on that Infinity Highway. Which during the summer it's almost impossible.
I take it all the time. Otherwise, it's a great hardly any traffic every time I'm on that thing.
Right. Yeah. But, it is. But
yeah, that's
but Keith,
the one
so
advantage.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah, you can get through there with no other people trying to run you off the road usually. But so, Keith, you came from the 50 up towards USA Parkway and 80, correct?
Yeah, I came over the top. I've got all-wheel drive. It wasn't too bad for me, but there were people behind me that I was seeing headlights swinging back and forth. And it is snowing at I-80 and USA Parkway right now. Pretty good-sized flakes.
Yeah, it's coming down out here too. Well, thank you so much, Keith, for letting us know. And of course, if there's any changes at all, please, by all means, you have our number, and anyone else out there, give us a shout and let us know. But thank you, Keith, for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Keith.
Absolutely, man.
I've always been a very safe driver, but if you really want to be a super safe driver, I belong to this Reddit subreddit that is all people do is post their dash cam videos. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How often somebody is cruising along a road and for no reason at all, you see constantly, like, the vehicle coming into the road doesn't even see you. It's every day there's dozens of these videos.
You know what I call them? Because literally, John, I mean, you can find the crashes from anywhere, but I call them because in Russia, you have to have a dash cam because the SR22 insurance is like, it's not even that cheap. There. So basically, the only way to prove that you're right or wrong in an accident in Russia is to have these dash cams. So every car accident in like the last 10 years is on dash cam in Russia. And so me and my kids sometimes will sit there and like just put on like hours of driving fails in Russia and watch it. But there's a thing I called the Russian turn. And it's where two people are just literally going along straight. There's no right turn. There's no left turn. There's no nothing. But all of a sudden, the car will just go left. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I know. Like, I know.
It's almost like God picks it up and turns it sideways.
You see these videos of cars, they get on a highway and then they just stop.
Yeah.
Like because they're confused or I don't know what. But it made me super, super cautious just seeing those videos.
I do feel like 90% of those videos, those crashes, are avoidable if people just pay attention.
Yeah. And the poor truckers.
Oh,
the
I know. Those dudes.
Hey, their videos. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, that call was the first time I've ever heard somebody say, be careful on the Infinity Highway, because that has always been a smooth, easy drive.
It's really just, John, it's
to
really
Silver
just,
Springs.
It's just that top there, because when you crest over that summit, which I was just actually, I was on NDOT's website right now, and I'm trying to take a look.
I wonder how often they, like, maintain that and plow that. I have no idea.
Well,
the one I worry about is Veterans Parkway, because nobody goes the speed limit on that thing.
Yeah, I don't for sure.
And to me, I thought that was pretty slippery last time we had snow.
Yeah, hopefully they plowed that up quite good. It looks like we do have an accident right now, 80 eastbound near Canyon Road, and this is going to be in the Lockwood area. So this is probably not going to help out folks trying to go east out of town. So, and taking a look outside right now, it's not letting up.
Well, I'm glad I didn't bike to work. Thanks, Jay.
Again, like I say almost every week, John, you can throw your car or your bike on top of my car and I'll drive you home.
I was going to, because I thought it'd be just rain until about like afternoon. I thought I was.
I would have been laughing so hard right now.
Yes, I know you would have.
Anyway. Oh, boy. All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more from listeners. 775-884-9910. Call us in or text in if you see anything that is noteworthy about the roads. Our own Jerry Evans is out there actually on the roads, braving them for us.
And
Phil's going to
be joining us, too, covering the storm, because we're all live and local right here every Saturday morning.
Absolutely, we are. All right. We're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. Our phone number is 775-884-9910, live and local every Saturday morning.
That is right, and we are getting some live and local updates right now from our own Jerry Evans. He's telling us that Centerville is closed off between Highway 88 and Foothill. Mottsville open for right now, though. Carson River is going to be near the swim center in Minden over the banks, but it's not completely flooding the road yet, and that's near the swim center on Highway 88. So just in that area, there's something that's going on. But again, 775-884-9910 is our number to let us know what you're spotting. And right now, we have on the phone with us Doug from Sparks. Doug, good morning. You want to talk about the best thing about 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. What it was discovering John on the radio, because when you left Channel 2, I was really upset. Anyway, we'll get beyond that. I'm up on the top of Vista and Mesa Verde Drive, and about an hour and a half ago, it started snowing, and it hasn't stopped yet, so my dog is a snow dog, and he will love to go for another walk because he didn't like the water at all.
What kind of dog do you have, Doug?
It's a big one. He's a big one. He's a rescue dog. My wife got him 7 years ago, and his name is Lakai, which means lucky in Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
And my sister that lived in Maui for 33 years. Anyway, she liked animals a lot and stuff, and so we decided when she died over there of a brain cancer that we're going to name a dog kind of sort of after her. And he just loves the snow, hates the rain. But then we have another little dog that he stays inside most of the time. You mentioned Western Auto. I'm an old dude. I'm like 74. And so out in Susanville, we had a Western Auto when I was out there teaching at the prison for Lassen College, et cetera. And we had a Western Auto, and I used to like to stop in there and pick up things over the years. And then the one over on Keystone, they mentioned that on some TV program from about the 60s or 70s, where when they came into town, coming down the hill, down 80, their starter went out, and I think it was an auto parts store over there on Keystone, right beside the freeway, where they got their starter for their car. I forget the name of the TV program right now. But
Heck happened to Western Auto? And the reason I brought it up is that was the young bachelor place to buy the last minute Christmas gifts. Yeah, you know, like my brother. Gee, John, thanks for the can of STP fluid. Which, by the way, what happened to STP fluid?
Woolworths. I don't know. Remember, we had a FW Woolworths in town, and we had all these other kind of stores. But
did you guys have a Five and Dime, a Ben Franklin, too?
Well,
yeah.
Western Auto was kind of a mix of that.
Yeah, that was in Sparks. That was over on Pyramid and Greenbrae. And we still have a few places. There was a bowling alley there, taking it way back.
Right,
there used to even be an airport over there. But I have two son-in-laws. One of them drives for UPS. He goes down to Tonopah, the triples. And that's always a fun one. He goes up 95, so he takes that. He goes the USA Parkway and around those areas. And then I have another son-in-law that's an engineer for Union Pacific, and he goes out to Elko, but he doesn't have to worry about going off the tracks. Too bad.
Thanks for that.
Anyway. Yeah, Doug, it's been nice, man. Happy New Year to you, brother.
One last thing. The Southwest Airlines deal, I've got almost a simple solution. You've got two guys in the plane. You got a pilot and an assistant. And instead of forced retirement at age 65, why don't they put them on a half pay, and then they just get to sleep to and fro, the guy that's 65 and over, and then wake them up if there might be a crash, okay? See, simple. simple solution.
You could do that. I guess that's one. That is one heck of a solution for it, man. I don't know about that one, Doug, but maybe that's something we should pray on for sure. Yeah, hey, happy 2023 to you, my brother.
Yeah, thanks for bringing back the old Western Auto memory there. I'll see you at Montgomery Ward's, sir.
Oh, okay, it's good hearing your voice.
All right.
Take care, Doug. All right. Well, folks, don't forget, we are on Facebook. There is a page
I was going to say about Southwest. You know, the thing that they canceled my flight, and I didn't even have a booking. That was so bad. They even canceled my haircut appointment on Friday.
Southwest did?
Yeah. Gives this Southwest U.S. a bad name. It's nothing like when Herb Kelleher ran it. He would never stand for this right now.
Oh, boy.
We're telling people, well, we had to cancel the flight because of the weather. No.
I was thinking about this Roaring 20s party thing you're going to do. We could totally go together. We could be Laurel and Hardy.
Who's running the Southwest computer system? Ticketmaster? Dieter? It's like the government is running an airline.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there goes that idea. Maybe Dominion's running it.
Bad. Oh, they lost my luggage out of my house.
Do we have any new chain or snow tire requirements yet? No. You know what? I'm taking a look right now. We're still seeing some major flooding down there at the 208 and 395 in that area. They could be closing the road off sporadically because of that, both directions. Also, we're still seeing Mount Rose Highway right now, which is shut down. Actually, I'm sorry. They've now reopened it. Wow. Okay, they're letting cars through with chain or snows. But what's weird
is... Look at the cars. They're just mounds of white.
Yeah, there's white all over. This is insane. It's almost like they're parked on the side. But 80 is still going to be closed. And that's going to be from the Nevada state line over to Truckee. So, yeah, just avoid that travel. We are going to keep you updated right here, of course, throughout the morning. And let you know. And then throughout the rest of the day, too, Phil Galbraith's going to be in here.
And what do you see, folks? Give us a call, 775-884-9910, especially if you're driving and you notice something that people should be aware of.
Right. Our own Jerry Evans is out there on the roads as well, braving it in his truck, and says this, there is some water, I guess, that's crossing the road right now at Genoa Lane, an airport on 395. So, yeah, you could definitely hydroplane through that area. Please, please, white knuckle 10 and 2 on your steering wheel. Pay attention. Do not text. Slow down. Just even 5 miles under the speed limit. You know, as Rick Connolly was talking about earlier, as he's sitting in here with us, a gentleman passed me on the freeway this morning driving an Acura SUV with one hand on his steering wheel.
There's always
going
one.
80 miles per hour. And I said to myself, that guy, I'm going to see him crashed, like up the freeway. Somehow I didn't. Doesn't mean he didn't later on, but still. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It's insane what's going on out there right now. In fact, actually, as I take a look, 395 North still has those to the California state line from the I-80. So we're seeing those chain snows on 395, too.
All right. Again, our phone number, 775-884-9910. And like our last caller did, tell us about something good that happened to you in 2022. Something positive to start 2023 on the right note.
Yeah. It would definitely be nice to, you know, end it with something good.
For sure.
For sure.
Cheer us up.
All right. Well, once again, we're going to be getting some updates from our own Jerry Evans, and we're going to be giving you live updates on the weather and traffic. Our Phil of Reno coming in here in a little bit. It's next Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.